Talk ZB, it's coming up 27 to 7. Sam Trethaway is with Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year Award, both 2013-2014. The award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. For more information or for an investment statement, MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz, one word, MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz, or their number during business hours is 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. Sam Trethaway is with me. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Larry.
Sam, let's talk about Genesis Energy and the IPO. How has the market received the IPO?
The IPO was well received by the market for two reasons. The first was the final price was hit at $1.55, which is towards the upper end of the predetermined price range of $1.35 to $1.65. So that demonstrates a good level of demand. In addition, the government also announced that it will sell up to the full 49% possible under the mixed ownership model. So it had earlier allowed for as little as 30% of the company to be sold. So the signs are positive.
And take us through the price. How was the price set?
The price was set via a process known as a book build, whereby local and offshore institutions bid for the Genesis stock alongside the local retail brokers across that preset price range. And following this, the majority of the offer, roughly $600 million, or 40% of the company, was allocated to institutions and the retail brokers.
And what about remaining stock still available?
$140 million worth, or 9% of the company, that could have been sold under the mixed ownership model has been held back. This is for those who apply under the general offer, which closes this coming Friday, and for the allocation to certain iwi groups.
And how do you believe this structure differs from that of Mighty River Power and Meridian?
There's two reasons there, Larry. The first is that mum and dad retail investors know the final price when they pay up. In the prior offers, retail investors had to commit their funds before the final price was set. And in addition, there is a more attractive loyalty bonus scheme for retail investors than what we've seen previously. That is, the investors receive one bonus share for every 15 they hold in the 12 months following the offer. The other point I should make here is that the dividend yield is an attractive 14% for the 2015 financial year.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? There were a number of independent research reports published on Genesis last week. How did they look?
Yeah, five brokers published reports, some of which were commissioned by the NZX as independent research. All the reports do have valuations or price targets above the $1.55 offer price and up to $1.97 at the top end, so the signs are positive there.
And in terms of the business itself, how does Genesis differ from the other gentailers?
Genesis has three key differences when compared to the other gentailers. The first is its large thermal generation exposure via the Huntly Power Station, which is gas and coal-fired. This allows the company to be less affected by the weather patterns, unlike some of the gentailers with large South Island hydro exposure. It also holds a 31% stake in the Kupe oil and gas field off the coast of Taranaki. And it's finally, it has the largest customer base with a big exposure to residential or household customers.
What do you think the risks are?
There's three key risks that sort of have been hanging over the sector in general. The first is the Labor Green Single Buyer model proposal. In addition, you've got the threat of the TY Point aluminium smelter closing and changes to the transmission pricing methodology.
Thank you, Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. More information, MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.